This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Principality of Thought. That's the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria, and Kara, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria is feeling a little bit better. We'll do a little propping up, all right, ladies? The rest of us will hold her up. We'll kind of give her a little guidance. Or when I say something that is extraordinarily controversial,
sure. I don't have the energy to react. Don't worry. Yeah, today's the day. Get it all
today's
out.
The day. Yay!
Let it fly. Yep. Say the craziest things you've ever wanted to say in front of me.
All right. People in the news, Prince Harry and Prince William. William is older, so we'll take him first. Is that a good idea?
Sure.
He has gone on the record about his mother's death, comparing the paparazzi. Is it paparazzi? I don't even like that. Why do we use that term? Where'd that come from? They're photographers.
They're not really just photographers, though. I think we have to give them a separate name because they are on an entirely different level than your normal photographers.
Give them a separate name with two words. They begin with an A and an H.
Well, they follow people. They're aggressive. I mean, I think people have a bad image of the paparazzi, right?
Well, is that fair? Is it just? Is it right?
Didn't it start from a movie? Isn't that where that came from?
I don't know, but I don't
Somebody
like it.
Called them that, yeah.
I don't think it says anything. It doesn't. Anyway.
Well, yeah, I feel like, why are we burying the lead again here? Why are we talking about paparazzi?
Well, but I just don't like the term. Blaming photographers is a good idea because that's what they are. He compared them. Can we do something about your... I know you have coffee. You don't have a microphone switch there either, do you?
I don't. Yeah, we got that. I've been asking Bob, where is it?
I'll ask him myself. So anyway, the Prince William, has attacked this group for the treatment that it's sort of like the story of most people who are quote-unquote stars. They have this whole business about thinking they're entitled to chase them around. He referred to them as a pack of dogs. I think that's not bad. Every single time she went out, there'd be a pack of people waiting for her, a pack of dogs. They followed her, chased her, harassed her, called her names, spat at her, trying to get a reaction, to get that photograph of her lashing out, get her upset, that sort of thing. What kind of cretinous jerks are we talking about here? He said, I believe she cried more to do with the press than anything else in her life. The impact it was having on her, that she would see and feel, it was very difficult for us to understand. She was subjected to treatment that, frankly, nowadays people would find utterly appalling. I think it was appalling, and people found it appalling then.
Seems to be, yeah.
Anyway, he said that he and his brother would often find their mother crying when they wanted to play with her. They look back at the death of their mother, a tragedy. You know, there have been all these damn documents. What is there about this? There's been one on ABC. There have been three or four of these. Whenever the networks want to make hay while the sun is shining or they want some kind of rating thing, they go into the death of Diana or the life of Diana or the story of Diana. And it's disgusting.
But the people still want, there's still an interest.
Why?
Well, because people loved her. It's not, people aren't obsessed with her death.
But does this help?
People are obsessed with her life.
Yeah, okay. So is this helping her memory by rehashing all of this stuff? And well,
it certainly doesn't make it go away. I think that's, I mean, keeping it going at least is remembering her and who she was. I mean, there's so much intrigue around Diana as a living person. Of course, there's going to be some intrigue around her as a deceased person.
It's so crazy that she was only 37.
Yep.
That blew my mind. I always thought right? that she was older when she
Me too. Yeah, that totally blows my mind.
All right, so now let's see if we can do what we can to spoil Prince Harry's life. He was reportedly going to propose to Meghan Markle. Is that her name? Markle? Merkel?
Markle.
Markle. Meghan Markle. Who really, I don't know why he wants to propose to her. She's actually in love with a guy who's her co-star on Suits.
What? How do you know this?
Well, you can tell by looking at the two of them when they're on.
Who is her co-star?
Patrick J.
Well, he just got married to his longtime girlfriend.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So there's nothing going on there.
Probably why.
I think he introduced Meghan to Prince Harry. He's the one who actually introduced them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he has mutual friends with him, with Harry.
Who's he?
Why are you ruining Doug's story, Victoria?
I know, right? Doug loves to just, you know, make up stuff. Doug's like his own tablet.
You're the one who told him he could say whatever he wanted today, and you had to fight back.
This
and
is your fault, Victoria.
It's not like they could just be good actors or anything. And that's why you believe that they, okay.
Okay.
I don't know. CNN gets in trouble for fake news, but I'm just saying I think I know where it starts.
Nothing fake about this. So, why did they not get engaged? That's the question. What's the secret here?
Well, how long have they been dating? I don't think that they've been dating for more than a year. Even if they have, that's a big decision to make for someone who is the prince. And he's probably not going to become the king or anything. But for a prince to marry an American, maybe it'll happen. But I think that they're going to wait a couple years and wait until they're...
Is she American or Canadian?
She's American. She's Canadian, I think.
Okay, well, either way. She's not British.
Yeah.
So,
well, the tabloids have already been awful.
Yeah. So they've been awful. So I highly doubt that they're going to jump into anything after only dating for a year or even 2 years. I would think that they would wait until they are 100% sure that it's going to last a really long time before they jump into anything.
Are they sleeping together?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because they're adults.
Because it's 2017? I mean, that would be my answer.
Really?
Also, Harry's kind of been known to be a playboy in the past, so I don't think he's a blushing virgin.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to some of the gossip, he wanted to propose this month so he could associate August with something joyful instead of the death of his mother. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tabloid.
I think that's somebody else writing that headline.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. So then why... Well... This is a made-up... This is fake news, actually, when you get right down to it, because there's nothing anywhere that indicated he didn't say anything to anybody. He didn't talk to his pals, to his friends, and say, I'm going to propose to Meghan while we're in Africa. It's all made up. Why are we even talking about this?
You brought it up.
Okay. All right, well...
Well, I do think the people in Britain are jonesing for another royal wedding. So I think that this is a lot of wishful thinking.
All right. Jennifer, have you been heard enough on this? Or do you have a final thought about the two princes?
Look, I think that Princess Diana had an amazing life, and I think people are interested in what she did and who she was. So that takes care of that. And when Harry gets engaged, good for him. I'll be really happy for him.
Yeah. Kara, you're the bachelorette or the bachelor person. This may be a good TV show. Why not?
I'm sure it would make good TV. I don't know about a TV show, but if it was a special, I tell you tons and tons of people would tune in. I don't know if they will do that, but I'd watch it.
You would?
Yeah. Their wedding? Yeah. I would 100% watch that.
Oh, for sure. We all watched William get married, right?
Yeah, I did.
Hashtag Royals. 15 past the hour. This is the DJV show.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
During New York's Restaurant Week, the Cheetos brand opened the Spotted Cheetah, the first ever Cheetos restaurant in the heart of the Big Apple. Fans have the opportunity to enjoy Cheetos packed dishes, each specially crafted by renowned celebrity chef Ann Burrell, who through the innovative menu married Cheetos' playfully mischievous personality with their own signature style. Ann Burrell expressed,
"As a longtime Cheetos fan, I was super thrilled to join forces with a snack brand that is truly an American icon, and I had a ton of fun writing this menu for the first ever Cheetos restaurant."
For Cheetos lovers that aren't able to make it to the limited-time restaurant, a digital cookbook with the recipes from the menu is available online at thespottedcheetah.com. Ann Burrell explains,
"It was super important to us that people could recreate these dishes at home for their friends and family. I mean, they're truly one of a kind. The digital cookbook includes all of the dishes on the menu, like some of my favorites, Flamin' Hot and White Cheddar Mac and Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Limon Chicken Tacos and Cheetos, and Sweetos Sweet and Salty Cookies."
Download the digital cookbook at thespottedcheetah.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so let's see what else is going on here in the world that will excite everybody. There's a new water park for people with disabilities. Now, we're into the people in the news. This is in San Antonio, Texas. Visitors do not have to face any wheelchair ramps at one of the park's main attractions, the Riverboat Adventure. Instead of boats rising to meet them, the guests with disabilities can avoid the problem that accompanies those with special needs at amusement parks. This is the first ultra-accessible water park in the world. So, am I being cynical or am I being silly? The people who have... I guess it would depend on what the disability was. If you were in a wheelchair, I wouldn't want to get into a boat and have it rock around, would you? Thinking about
well,
it.
Well, I think if I were in a wheelchair, probably wouldn't you want to? You'd want to just have normal experiences. So if
right.
people that you know were getting into a boat, you'd probably want to do it.
Really?
Well, wouldn't you? You'd want to.
I mean,
know
the whole point of this water park is yeah, you is to be inclusive.
Yeah,
and so
yeah,
people
I get
with
that.
Wheelchairs are, you know, left out of so many things. You can never go yeah. on a roller coaster. You can't go. I mean, you can't do anything at an amusement park.
Yeah, that's a sad reality. Of having
up to Disneyland, they're pretty good about transferring people in and off, on and off of rides, which I think is
oh, that's
pretty
good.
Cool.
But isn't it dangerous? That's I guess what I'm thinking about.
It depends on the severity of your injuries.
Right. Okay. So then is there a meter here as to what is it? There are all kinds of disabilities that one would have. I guess I'm just thinking about wheelchairs. That's all I was thinking about. How practical and safe is it to put a wheelchair in a boat?
Well, if the boat is made to lock in a wheelchair, then it should be no more
like
dangerous
bus.
Than anybody else sitting. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If it's, so this is, there wouldn't be like you put someone, what happens when you go on a cruise if you have disabilities? Let's say you go out on a Royal Caribbean cruise. What do they do with wheelchairs on the cruise liner?
Well, they're all wheelchair. I mean, I've only been on one cruise. It happened to be a Royal Caribbean, but there were a lot of people on motorized carts and in wheelchairs, and it seemed like the entire boat was very wheelchair accessible.
They developed a waterproof wheelchair that uses compressed air instead of batteries, runs longer, weighs less. Guests with special needs can use them free. Okay. So that's kind of cool. Morgan's Wonderland. That's what it's called, right?
Mm-hmm.
In San Antonio. San Antonio is a pretty progressive place, so that would make some sense. Not a lot of water around San Antonio. It's supposed to be on a river or something. But yeah, it's a unique, interesting idea, don't you think? 21.
Ah.
Yes?
I think it's great.
21 after the hour.
Yeah. Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How many people here are wrestling fans? If you're a wrestling fan, raise your hands, please. Jennifer's a wrestling fan. Are you a fan, Victoria? You like to watch the wrestling matches?
Sometimes I do, yeah.
And how about you, Kara?
Yeah, I used to watch it when I was younger. All the bloodbaths, pretty exciting stuff.
Bloodbaths in wrestling?
Oh yeah, they would turn all the lights off, and then suddenly they would turn it on, and people were covered in like pink Kool-Aid or something.
Yeah, right.
What?
Very realistic.
What wrestling was that?
Yeah.
You didn't watch
it? All right.
Oh, never mind.
So if you're listening carefully and you understand pop music, or you have a sort of interest in pop music, you'll recognize the voice of Bruno Mars, whose real name is Peter Gene Hernandez. He's named after a wrestler named Peter Hernandez. Did you know that? How many people knew that this guy...
No, he's not.
I know he's not. Bruno Sammartino. Who remembers Bruno Sammartino?
I do.
Okay. He's not a current wrestler. He's retired. He was the champion. He was the heavyweight big bopper. And somehow or other, his father liked him, and so he gave Bruno the nickname Bruno. Where'd the Mars come from, though? We have Bruno. Get that. It comes from Bruno Sammartino.
I don't know where the Mars part came from.
See? I asked you a question. You thought I was not that smart because I didn't know the whole story about Bruno and the wrestler. But yet, we don't have an answer to the question, where did the Mars come from? Maybe his father was looking
into outer space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his favorite candy bar growing up, Mars bar. So that's why
that's
he added it
news.
At the end. No, it's not. Totally
yeah.
true.
Nah. Fake news. Bruno Mars. Does anybody care why he's called Bruno Mars? I suppose that's the question.
I never knew it was a wrestler either, yeah.
All right. So the real story here, before Victoria charges me with burying the headline, is that Bruno met Bruno. Bruno Sammartino met Bruno Mars, or vice versa. The forces of nature and the forces of history collided in Pittsburgh when Bruno Mars got to meet his namesake behind, it was backstage at his tour stop.
quote, I was nicknamed after this wrestler, Bruno Sammartino. Tonight in Pittsburgh, I had the honor of meeting him. This was on his Instagram, alongside a picture, which is holding one of Sammartino's championship belts and smiling with big Bruno. Bruno Mars, a little guy. His name, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he's so very.
This guy, Bruno Sammartino, is about twice his size. Is that what it is? Small but tough? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's scrappy.
Very exciting story. But, and the wrestler. DJ Khaled. Did I do that right?
Khaled.
Khaled?
Yeah.
So, who would want to buy some of this guy's... He's a record producer, disc jockey, that kind of stuff. And a social media maven. So, who wants to buy his clothing?
A lot of people, apparently.
Why would you want to buy somebody...
He's very flashy. He's a flashy dresser. Yeah.
Ah.
So he's got a lot of, like, cool outfits that he's worn in videos and on stage and stuff.
He looks to me like he just douses himself in cologne. Anybody
else? I know, he
does. Oh, yeah, he does.
I feel like I can smell him from the pictures on the page.
So that would mean his, whatever clothing he was wearing...
would also reek
smells of like, yeah.
whatever his cologne is.
Mm-hmm. So where is this being auctioned off? Is this online?
Yes.
Poshmark. Dracar on that.
Yeah.
Is it still on? Is it? Has it all been sold off?
No, it's still going. There are some pieces that are still left.
Really? So where? Mm-hmm. This excites me. I think I'd like to buy some of these clothes. Where do I go to get it?
It's you can go to Poshmark. But the point of it is that all the proceeds go to Get Schooled, which is a nonprofit that helps graduation rates and kids can actually win a recording studio in their school.
So there she is, ladies and gentlemen, saving me from burying the headline one more time.
Once again.
Victoria Keelan, 28 past the hour.
How to talk to angry people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Let's face it, being around angry people can be both scary and exhausting. And the question I get most often when people find out that I specialize in anger management is, what's the best way to talk to angry people? Well, in 30 seconds, here it is. First things first, acknowledge an angry person's right to be angry. Anger is natural and it's okay to experience. So do not say, you need to calm down. Because never in the history of the world has that actually worked. Also, try your best to focus on the emotion the person is experiencing, not the words they are necessarily saying. Because when you do that, you'll be less likely to take what they are saying out of anger personally. Finally, it's important to really help angry people feel heard. Because once angry people feel heard, they can begin to work on a solution to their emotion. For more on handling anger, visit drchristianconti.com.
Sometimes, what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Four at the hour, DJ The Experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen at the control seat. A little extra attention there, Kara. I used your last name as
Well, thank you.
I didn't use Jennifer's last name, or mine, or Victoria's.
I'm like Madonna.
We're all kind of a little punky. Either it's because of the weather or the time.
Are you putting this on us?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the rest of us are okay.
I mean, we're just like kind of sick, but beyond that, we're fine.
All right, let's assume the position of being intelligent and conversational. I would like to have a round table discussion before we do the sports report of all of the countries who are in some way, shape, or form under sanction. I'm wondering whether this works or it doesn't work. Now, more sanctions against North Korea. I want to know how they found, where did these things come from, referred to as goods, the chemical, the pieces of whatever the Syrians have used, the chemical weapons. This report to the United Nations that came out yesterday about these shipments that were intercepted by various member states. It turned out that they had all kinds of not only chemical, because they've prohibited all of this stuff from being trafficked to Syria. So now the North Koreans are sending this stuff. Where do they get it? Are they getting it from China? They don't have any raw materials. They have a company called the Korean Mining Development Trading Corporation, but they don't have any real raw materials. They have to get whatever they use for this kind of stuff, they have to get someplace else. So where do they get it?
China, Russia, okay. Iran.
So, all right. So the Chinese, the Russians, what's in it for them to continue to stir the pot in the Middle East to make the Syrian situation worse? The destabilization of it, I suppose, and that's a good way of describing it. But what's the end game here?
That's a good question. I defer to Jennifer on this because I feel like...
Because the more sanctions they get leveled if they find that the Russians are involved, more sanctions against them. Chinese...
What are you talking about? Is Syria or North Korea?
I'm talking about
two very different cases.
Well, no, because the North Koreans are shipping stuff to the Syrians. The chemicals that the Syrians use apparently came from North Korea. And they didn't come from... But they originally came from someplace else. So where'd they come from... And are the Koreans just being used, the North Koreans being used as pawns here?
Well, I don't know if they're just being used as pawns. I mean, I think that they all have different motivations, and I could be wrong. I mean, I look into this stuff, and I'm no expert, but I would say that China is working with anybody they can. They're money hungry. This is a country that wants to have relationships with everybody, and so even though they promised the United States or they promised whomever to back off of providing goods and services to some of these other countries, specifically North Korea, they kind of in the other breath after they say, "Oh, sure, we'll help," they're out there selling stuff again. Their export business with North Korea went up 43% after President Xi promised Trump that he would back off of giving coal and other goods and resources to North Korea. So that's a problem. Russia, I think, just likes to go out and create havoc and try to create as much control as they can. That's why they're a series of client state of Russia. Iran and North Korea are the ones that disturb me because they are more aligned in the fact that they are just diametrically opposed to Western culture. They are the ones that are kind of against everything that we enjoy. I mean, our freedoms to be who we are, those kind of things. And so I think they find opportunities to see how they can increase their power and create relationships with other countries who are like-minded against Western civilization. That would be my guess, first blush.
Okay. That's a very good explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it does. It seems frustrating because these people are so antisocial, the whole idea of trying to create chaos, the short-term gain versus the long-term impact of all of this stuff, these people don't seem to have. They kind of like the corporate... The leaders of corporations are look 6 months ahead. Okay, we got to get the stock price up over the next 6 months. They don't look 6 years down the road. They only look at the, Wow.
It's hard to figure out because everybody's
so
angling for their own, whatever their own thing is. And for some countries, it's money. For others, it's power. For others, it's because they don't like the West. I mean, it's kind of... It's not an easy job. We look at people like, I know John Kerry took a lot of heat under Obama, and now Rex Tillerson, who I think has done a better job than I ever thought he would do. I mean, they have
to go in and
try to figure out
its
motivations and dealing with all these personalities. It's just not easy. We can't even get our own country to agree on stuff. Imagine getting other world leaders.
I think Rex Tillerson has actually done a much better job than a lot of people thought that he might be capable of doing.
I agree with you.
I think Tillerson and Nikki Haley have been the two most successful appointees in the Trump administration so far. And I think Tillerson has got a really, really tough job right now. And I don't envy it. I hope he sticks with it.
Notice how they work together. He's the good cop. Nikki Haley's the bad cop. She's the one that really tough talks at the UN. And Rex Tillerson's always saying, "Oh no, we'll negotiate. We'll do all this." The way that they've set this up, and I also like James Mattis and H.R. McMaster.
Yeah, that's
true. That they've set this up is pretty smart because you've got the negotiator, and then you have the one who's applying the chokehold, which is pretty good. I think
It's interesting that you mentioned that, the Haley and Tillerson relationship. I wonder if in past administrations that's been a dynamic duo as well.
Just a combination of you and a bachelor and secretary of state?
Yeah. It's really interesting. I've never thought about that connection until Jen just said it, but I wonder if that's always been something that's...
Who was the U.N. ambassador under the Obama administration? Do we remember?
U.N. ambassador? No.
I don't remember either. I have to look it up.
No, I don't remember. That's interesting. Yeah, that's a good question. Well, it just all this up and down, the connection, the less the people who are in the administration see or hear of Trump, the better off they seem to be. Trump, as you said, Trump seems to be leaving Tillerson alone. I don't agree with Jennifer about Mad Dog Mattis, and I didn't have an opinion until he came out with an expansion of the Afghanistani war.
You wouldn't you're more of an isolationist, but I think that Democrats...
I'm an isolationist. I don't see any reason for us to be in Afghanistan. Even if we might have to, if you can make an argument, a justifiable argument, that maybe holds some water to be in Iraq, that's okay. But in Afghanistan, there's no reason for us to be there. None. There
but isn't it the same serious. Concern about creating a vacuum if we just leave?
Right. I mean, what I was getting at about Mattis is that of all the appointees that Trump appointed, Democrats seem to like Mattis more than his other appointees. They're the ones, he's the highest approval rating with people across the aisle from Trump. But, I mean, look, if you want to get in Afghanistan, there was three choices given to the president. You either privatize the military, which is what Steve Bannon wanted him to do. So you bring in private contractors, which it leaves you ripe for corruption. I wouldn't have supported that.
Awful idea.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and what then the hell does Steve Bannon know about that?
Well, a lot of people.
I'm so glad he's gone.
By the way, that wasn't unique to Steve Bannon. That was kind of going with the Doug school, where get our guys out. So it's not American soldiers; it's guys who are paid to be there. But
look at all
corruption.
The last three presidents of
they did
Bush
it in Iraq,
the Afghanistan thing, and he said,
"Wasn't that a disaster in Iraq?"
Of course it was.
Both Bush and Obama tried to privatize. Yeah, and it didn't work out so well. But then you could have pulled everybody out, which would have created a vacuum. Or you have to keep people in, and you have to force the Taliban to negotiate, because the Taliban's in this weird, unique situation where you could actually go in, negotiate with them, say, look, you're never going to win this war. We're never going to win this war. Let's create some rules here. And then that's how you actually ultimately end up getting out. But Al-Qaeda and the Taliban already have these terrorist mindsets. And then you have ISIS, who's looking for geography now that a lot of their land was taken away in Iraq and Syria. It's ripe for terror, for the growth of terror. It would ultimately hurt our safety, I think.
All right. Food for thought. Good discussion today. Very thorough. 43 past the hour. Sports news up next here.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion, to be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months.
Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 4th. With colors like Picnic, Pressed Flower, and August Moon, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's get into the sports world here. The craziest football fans in the NFL are where? Where? They're where fanatics. This is kind of a silly, but yet interesting reality. As we get into the football season, who's the biggest football fan here? Victoria, because of your husband, or Jennifer, because she...
Because of my husband?
Your husband's a very
sex
astute.
As much? Wow.
No, that isn't it. Why do you always have to take that?
Why would I be a football fan just because of my husband?
Because your husband is a... No, I didn't say just because of your husband. Those words never came out of my mouth. I said
because of my husband.
Your husband is a sports producer of note. He's watching a lot of things and keeping up with a lot of things, and I assume... I shouldn't assume anything because you know what that does, but I'm guessing...
Well, I'd never heard of football until I started dating Lewis, so you're right.
Never heard of it. Yeah, I know.
All right, then you ought to bring us in up to date with...
Sure, I'd be delighted to talk about something else. Yes.
Yeah. It's pronounced football.
Well, of course, NFL fans are some of the most passionate of all the sports. And so WeAreFanatics.com did a survey of 1,600 NFL fans, giving them some ridiculous scenarios that would ultimately bring them a Super Bowl championship. Questions like, would you sit on a hornet's nest? And it turns out the Jacksonville Jaguar fans ranked the highest with 54% saying yes, they would if it meant clinching a Super Bowl championship. Minnesota Vikings fans came in second with 50% saying yes. Yeah. Other questions like, would you eat cockroaches? Carolina Panthers fans won that one saying yes. 40% of L.A. Rams fans said that they would actually eat a bowl of cockroaches. I didn't know Rams fans were that devoted, but apparently with cockroaches they are. And then questions like, would you gain 100 pounds? Viking fans once again won that one and said yes, they would. Would you get a voluntary root canal? Vikings fans, once again, 81% said they would get a voluntary root canal if it meant the Vikings would win the Super Bowl.
Crazy.
So overall, the overall rankings of all of the team's fan bases showed that the Vikings fans were the craziest for their team, and Jacksonville Jaguars came in second.
So We're Fanatics, W-E-A-R-E,
WeAreFanatics.com.
What is
WeAreFanatics.com.
Nobody pronounced it. That's okay. All right, so WeAreFanatics.com makes more sense than... Well, leave it to me to look at it. See, I like to put all the words together.
Right.
All right, Jennifer, let's go back to wrestling and John Cena, who apparently has spent his career helping and inspiring fans.
We don't have yet. Something about his fans giving him thank you notes, I remember, something like that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You want to tell us?
I guess I'm going to have to. Because,
well, it was in yesterday's show prep. What do you want from me?
I said before we're going to do yesterday's news and today's news together. Yeah. You didn't do anything.
Ask me about today's stories, man. I remember yesterday I prepped myself very well.
I refuse to discuss that fight. I will not have a conversation about that
on the
air.
I guess I'm out of luck.
Period.
What end fight? Mayweather-McGregor?
You mean the one where Floyd Mayweather is going to bet on himself because he hasn't lost a fight in his entire career?
That's the story, yep.
And hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. And it's legal to bet on yourself in Vegas, so you can do that.
Call
and
Pete
where
Rose
Mayweather turned heads this spring when he was photographed with piles of cash on his lap after...
John Cena, on a video set to read letters from fans he'd helped over the past few years. When he opened the notes of appreciation, he was already visibly emotional. People who were in car crashes, a mother battling cancer... He read letter after letter after letter from fans thanking him for changing their lives. He had no idea that all these people were in the next room. One young fan named Tyler shared the story of getting a wristband from Cena and giving it to his mother for a six-hour cancer surgery. Cena, who was fighting back tears, said, "That's pretty cool." See, this is the kind of stuff, instead of making these guys out to be the clowns that many people think they are, this guy is, I've heard other good stories about him before. So.
Yeah, he's a good guy to his fans,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, apparently. 10 before the hour. Thanks for the help, Jennifer.
Sure, Dougie.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
1-800-501-58. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJB Experience. Let's see what we can dig up here that is of interest and import in terms of technology news. See what we can get Victoria focused on. Brought to you by the folks at Total Wireless. Be a total boss. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Here's a word from them, and then we'll get to our important news from the world of technology.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, let's get to it here. Victoria, Keith, and Doug, Stefan, Tech Talk time. Robocall. Those of you, or maybe plural, because nobody just gets one. How many of us are getting robocalls? I get this call
every day
from some drug company in Canada. It must be 5 times a day from various places, California, Florida, Massachusetts, Minnesota. They have all these numbers that they get. How they get them, I don't know. But I told this one, I don't normally answer phone calls that come from numbers I don't recognize or there's no ID on it. But I grabbed one the other day, and this guy starts spouting off about something, and I told him to go blank himself, and I hung up the phone. That's how annoying these things are. How dare... First of all, I don't understand how you can sell anything to people who are angry. How does that work?
I wouldn't buy anything from these people if they're the last.
That is a good point. I don't know anyone who's actually ever bought anything.
No.
Although you do hear plenty of stories about senior citizens falling for all kinds of scams. So whether they're trying to sell you something or something else is going on, they always have some sort of a problem when it comes to seniors giving up their information and having their identity stolen. So it is a big problem.
So for those of you who are getting these annoying robocalls, what's the bright side?
Well, the bright side is if you ever got a call where someone was offering you a free cruise, you might actually be eligible for $900 in a settlement. A judge in Chicago recently approved the settlement, and it was involving Carnival Cruises, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Line. And basically, these telemarketers have bought these phone numbers illegally, and then they've been calling people up saying, hey, you want a free cruise? Just give us your bank account, and we'll, you know, things like that. And so now this class action suit has not gone in their favor, and now they're saying the settlement will end up being between $7 and $12.5 million. So if you receive one of these calls between July 2009 and March 2014, you can actually receive $900 or a maximum of $300 for three calls. So $900 would be the total. And you have until November 3rd to file a claim. We're going to put this link up on our Facebook page so you can actually see if your phone number qualifies. Might be some found money.
Really? Okay, that'll be good. Post at DJV, facebook.com/DJV show. All right, so now next here, the focus on the term, the hashtag.
Right.
Where does that come from? That's what this is about, I guess, isn't it?
It is. 10 years ago. Today, this week, the hashtag turns 10 years old. So if you think about what was going on 10 years ago, George W. Bush was president, Beyonce's Irreplaceable was the number one hit song, and Apple had just released its first iPhone. And so that was also the same time that Twitter introduced the hashtag. According to Twitter, an average of 125 million hashtags are now used on a daily basis. When it first started out, the most tweeted hashtag was only used 9,000 times. And so now the top hashtag of 2017 so far has 300 million retweets. So essentially what happened was a guy named Chris Messina, who is a former Google designer, he took what was known as the pound sign. Everybody knew it as the pound sign, right? We all remember the pound sign. So he decided that you could use the pound sign for groups, and it then became called the hashtag. He never actually trademarked it because he said claiming a government-granted monopoly on the use of hashtags would have likely inhibited their adoption, which was the antithesis of what I was hoping for. So he said, I had no interest in making money off of hashtags. They're for everyone. And so he has blessed us with hashtags 10 years later.
Yeah, what would it have been if it wasn't a hashtag? It could have been the pound. Well, there's the pound sign, but it could have been a star or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hashtag the term, though, is what we're talking about. Thank you, Victoria. Brought to you by Total Wireless, four lines on America's largest network.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.